my dad got one set of antlers. I don't know where the others went.
How did you guys store meat back then?
I guess they buried it in a swamp. I don't know, maybe they had a... They were all wrapped in paper boxes. I never ask. CarShield administrators have a very large network of mechanics and dealers to help you when your car breaks down. Because my grandma used to make butter. She used to sit there and shake that jar. My uncle would bring over the cream, I suppose. Then she would sit there and shake that until it turned into butter. Then she would cover it and put it in a jar, cover it. She went out the door. I don't know where she went. I guess she went and buried that in the swamp.
Just past your house where you guys lived?
Yeah, well, I was in the back, right below that hill. They never lost anything. They never stole from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way it is this. Nowadays, there's people go around stealing stuff from each other. It wasn't like that years ago. They all help each other. And then when they clean ducks, not only one or two, a whole bunch of ducks laying on the ground. All the ducks they get. And the ladies are all sitting there, putting the feathers off. I try to go pull one out, I couldn't. It was hard.
Is that the first step when you're cleaning a duck? Pull those out?
Mm-hmm. I tried. I don't know how old I was. They told me, get away from here, you're too small. Then I go sit on the side and watch. And they save the feather.
All of them?
One would be sitting there, I don't know what they're doing, cleaning out the feathers, putting them in a bag. I suppose that's where my grandma got her feathered mattress. I used to like her feather mattress. I used to like laying on it, nice and soft.
Mm.
Lay on it in the winter time, you only have one small blanket on you. You're warm. Nowadays, you put a lot of blankets on you to get warm.
And then when they went after them hornet's nests, I just wonder what they used to use those for. I tried to ask them, but they told me it was too little to be asking questions. I don't know how old I was. My grandma would have a harness that she'd be holding it. I used to be scared of that.
In her hands?
Mm-hmm. I suppose it's one day left or whatever. I don't know. My grandma had one and then Patricia's mom had one, and I asked them what they're going to do with those. That's what they told me. I was too little to be asking questions. I ran on top of the bed, covered up with a blanket. My grandma bring it in. I was scared of that. I wonder what to this day I was often wondered what they used those for. They'd go get them. But I don't know what it was for. That's when I thought about it and I seen that hornet's nest there. I wonder what they used to use those for.
Nawaj, Nibi? Nawaj?
Not yet, I just got done with this.
So what would they do with when they were doing the deers and the ducks? What would they do with all the skins?
The old ladies took the skin. They cleaned them. I didn't like the smell of that. And told me, get away from here. I was gagging.
My husband Robert, the father of the bride, appreciates a good fit. When it came time to choose a Medicare plan, he turned to a United Healthcare Medicare plan expert to guide him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Together they found a plan that really fit his needs.
I never knew how. I never knew how they do it. My daughter, she knew how to clean the deer hide. One day she come over to the house, I didn't know what she wanted, something. You could smell that on her. She said she was cleaning deer hide. She was young, she knew how. I don't know why they never let me.
Is that when they tan it?
Mm-hmm.
Using the
the brain. I guess that's where they soaked it. They soak it overnight, I guess. They could smell it inside the house. And they hate that smell. I see my grandma was bringing that deer hide in. Well, it didn't smell. I told her I don't want that deer hide in here because it stinks. She got mad at me. Did it stunk? And then it smells good when they tan it. That's what they asked me, how come they never let you? Because I was gagging when I smelled it. They never showed me how. My daughter didn't bother her to smell that. She worked on it. Every time her dad got a deer, she would get the hide. I guess some people just naturally knew what to do or whatever.
What's the last thing they do after they soak it in there? What's the last thing they do? I've always wondered that.
I don't know.
What makes it...
I know that I seen them hang it up. I know they were scraping something out. I don't know if that was the last thing. They had tools for scraping that hide. And my daughter used to do that by herself. I never used to go watch her when she cleaned the deer hide because I didn't like the smell. Then when they were tanning the hide, I have to be this close there. Smelled nice. They said you scrape whatever, scrape that out. They'd feel it. I should be scared to go near it, that it was stunk again.
Did they used to give that away as gifts? The hides?
They use it themselves.
Melchizedek?